a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins. Now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The shootings in Grantsville.
Today, the mother and three children murdered in Grantsville will be laid to rest. And the father says it's almost unbearable.
The outpouring of love and support has been overwhelming.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the streets are lined with yellow ribbons near the home and where today's funeral will be held. And the father, Colin Haney, spoke for the first time. He says it seemed at first like a family tragedy, but now it's clear as it has affected so many more people.
We appreciate all who have been so generous in giving time and help and resources in making this difficult time less difficult for us.
The viewing starts at 10 this morning with a funeral service to follow at noon at the Grantsville Stake Center. 16-year-old C.J. Haney is expected to be in court for the first time on Monday. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A bill will be introduced this legislative session that calls for mental health screenings for kids at Utah public schools. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us with more. John?
Yeah, Tim, the argument is that schools have offered vision and hearing screenings for decades in order to notify parents of any problems and refer them to resources. Republican Representative Steve Eelson says since suicide is a leading cause of death for kids and symptoms of some mental illnesses manifest early on, it only makes sense to implement screens that could potentially save lives. Now, the bill has not yet been released to the public, but the proposal would require the cooperation of both the Utah State Board of Education and the State Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. According to Eelson, both South San Pete and Carbon school districts have already implemented something similar regarding to mental health screenings. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The body of fallen Utah Marine Lance Corporal Matthew Adams will return back home today. The 19-year-old was killed in a car crash in California. After his body arrives at the Salt Lake Airport, it will receive a dignified transfer to Orem. The funeral will be held next Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints building located at 135 East, 2000 South in Orem. If you would like to take part in holding flags tonight in Orem when the casket arrives, you can join the Follow the Flag group at Mountain View High School at 5:30.
Five crashes and five deaths in the last 3 years prompted city leaders in Roy to hold a town hall meeting to talk about plane crashes. KSL TV's Matt Rascone talked with a woman directly affected by a crash last week.
The plane's wing was lodged into Cynthia Soriano's roof. Soriano wasn't home at the time, but the memory of returning home to the scene and smelling gas remains with her. She was one of dozens to fill a town hall focused on the crashes.
Soriano still out of her home while crews work on repairing the hole in her roof that where the wing was embedded.
The WHO responds to the coronavirus outbreak. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, China reports the death toll from a coronavirus outbreak has killed 25 people, sickened 800. A couple more suspected cases have popped up in the U.S., but the World Health Organization is saying...
Bit too early to consider that this event is a public health emergency of international concern.
The State Department has issued a travel advisory to China. Meanwhile, we have this developing story that comes out of Germany. Six people are dead And a gunman is in custody in southwest Germany. Police in Rota am See believe the shooting inside a building was prompted by some kind of relationship issue. It's unclear how many people may have been injured. The three Americans killed in the crash of a firefighting air tanker in Australia have been identified. They're all military veterans coming from Montana, Arizona, and Florida. Fireman Steve Price is from Boise and is in Australia.
It's an honor to come over here and help out, Aussies.
There are 200 Americans in Australia fighting devastating bushfires, and Democrats focused on abuse of power in yesterday's impeachment opening statements. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says President Trump would not have released aid to Ukraine.
Yeah, we forced the aid to be released because the president got caught.
House managers wrap up their arguments today, then the president's legal team begins their arguments tomorrow on Saturday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
With the impeachment trial continuing in Washington, Vice President Pence continues his trip overseas. Today, he was at the Vatican. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with details.
Vice President Pence met with Pope Francis today at the Vatican. Pence, who was raised Catholic, told the Pope he brought warm greetings on behalf of President Trump and said the president enjoyed his own visit to the Vatican in 2017. The vice president's sit-down with the Pope comes on the day the president attends the annual March for Life, a rally of anti-abortion demonstrators in Washington. Pence will also meet today with Italy's political leaders. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.